as the leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" And Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes or from where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" And Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things?" This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? Lord God Almighty, move among us this day so that we, your people, may always feel and sense your divine power and presence. For we need to know that we are never alone. And speak to each one of us this day in such a way that we may always hear, understand, and remember. Give us your words by which you mold and shape our living. For we need your word to live eternally. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. I have a few notes on this passage. This is a passage that we hear many times. We hear about being born again. Brother, sister, are you born again? Somebody knocked on my door the other day. I answered it. It's a young man. "Brother, are you born again? Do you know Jesus? Have you found Jesus?" And that little evil person in the back of my head immediately blurted out my mouth and said, "I didn't know he was lost." Are you born again? We let people capture important ideas for the religious life, important scriptural concepts like being born again, so much so that our translations try to veer away from them. "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Now, in truth, that's what it means to be born again. It means to be born from above. It means to have the powerful Holy Spirit of God living within us, empowering us, changing us, transforming us, making us new. Just as a baby is born, fresh and new, never having lived before, so also we are called to be born anew from above by God, by the Spirit. Born of water in the Spirit, born physically and born spiritually. And yet we let others capture this idea and take it for their own without sharing it with others. The truth is, if we are truly Christians, if we are truly called to live the life in the family of God that God gives us to live, truly, we are all called to be born again, and what that truly means is being born from above, being born from God. It means sharing the grace of God with others. It means accepting all. Just as God in Jesus Christ came and died for us, so also we are called to give ourselves for others. It means sharing of all that we have and are. It means loving. It means calling for true justice, God's justice. It means giving mercy, God's mercy. It means sharing grace, God's grace. Fundamentally, grace is an easy concept, yet it's very difficult to experience and to express. I love the story about the man who is driving down the road, speeding actually, going 30 miles above the speed limit, and the cop pulls him over and gives him a ticket. He got justice. He got what he deserved. Same man's driving along down the road later on, also speeding. Another cop pulls him over. So looks at him and says, "You look like you're having a hard day. I think I'll just let you go." That's mercy. Not getting what you deserve. Driving down the road the third day, the man gets pulled over for speeding yet again, and the third cop looks at him and says, "You know what? I love you. Here's $100 bill. That's grace. Justice, getting what you deserve. Mercy, not getting what you deserve. And grace, getting what you don't deserve. And the truth is, we are all called to both receive and give grace and mercy, and in so doing, we end up establishing God's justice, God's rightness, for the world is grace and mercy. That's what it means to be born from above. That's what it means to be born again. It means treating others as we have been treated by God. It means reaching out with love and acceptance. Not judgment, not oppression, not keep away because you don't look or smell or act or dress or want to marry the same kind of people that we do. Why is it that those who claim the moniker of born again show very little sign of living that life? We ourselves, if we're honest, we'll have to also admit that there are times when we fail to live the born-again life, the life that is empowered by the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. If we're honest, we will admit that we too must receive God's grace to live. That's what worship in the family of God is about. It's a means of grace. An instrument for receiving God's love and presence. That's what communion is about. It's a means of grace, an instrument for receiving the real presence of Jesus, which truly makes us born again and again and again, transforms us and enables us to live as Christ lived in this world, loving and giving ourselves for others. We can get caught up with those who fail, and in so doing, become judgmental ourselves. Or we can recognize that we're all called to be born from above, to be born of the Spirit, to be born again, and accept the grace that Jesus gives, and truly live and treat others as the children of God that we all are. One of the passages that is usually missed in this reading comes in verse 8. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. The word wind here is an interesting translation. It's pneuma, the same word as spirit earlier on. Alternate translation would be, the spirit blows where she chooses, and you hear the sound of her, but you do not know where she comes from or where she goes. In other words, we don't get to choose where the Spirit comes from. We don't get to choose to whom the Spirit goes. We don't get to choose who gets to be in and who gets to be out. We don't get to choose who is born again. That's God's choice. And God has called all to receive the powerful wind, the motivating force, the strength, the presence, and the power of God's Holy Spirit. God has called all to receive and to live the life born from above. I invite you today, as you come to the table of the Lord and receive the grace and peace offered here in these elements, in this means of grace, I invite you today to open the sails of your faith for the pneuma, the wind, the Spirit of God to fill you anew, to make you born anew again. I invite you to come to the table of the Lord and receive the grace that we all need to turn to others and put out our hand and say, walk with me. We quickly approach a political year for the church. Frankly, I'm looking at it with quite a bit of nervousness. General conference is never fun in the United Methodist Church, not recently at least. My friends, if we need to be empowered by God's grace at any time, it's now. And if the church, universal and Church United Methodist, needs to be empowered by the grace of God, it's now. The grace of God which can overcome anger, division, oppression, exclusion, the us and the them. Receive the grace of God at the table today in the means of grace, in the simple elements of the bread and the cup. Receive the grace of God again today and allow the Holy Spirit, the pneuma of God, the wind of God, to fill your sails of faith.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2007 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.